I walked back toward the library, paused a minute in the busy Farcaster Plaza, and stood there a minute. Scenario so far. Johnny had met the Templar, or been approached by him, either in the library or outside when he arrived in mid-morning. They went somewhere private to talk, the bar, and something the Templar said surprised Johnny. A man with a queue, possibly a Lussian, showed up and took over the conversation. Johnny and Q left together. Sometime after that, Johnny Farcast to TC Squared, and then Farcast from there with one other person, possibly Q or the Templar, to Madia, where someone tried to kill him. Did kill him. Too many gaps. Too many someones. Not a hell of a lot to show for a day's work. I was debating whether to cast back to Lussis when my comm log chirped on the restricted comm frequency I'd given to Johnny. His voice was raw.
Emlamia, come quickly, please. I think they've just tried again to kill me.
The coordinates which followed were for the East Berkson Hive. I ran for the Farcaster. The door to Johnny's cubby was open a crack. There was no one in the corridor, no sounds from the apartment. Whatever had happened hadn't brought the authorities yet. I brought out Dad's automatic pistol from my coat pocket, jacked around into the chamber, and clicked on the laser targeting beam with a single motion. I went in low, both arms extended, the red dot sliding across the dark walls, a cheap print on the far wall, a darker hall leading into the cubby. The foyer was empty. The living room and media pit were empty. Johnny lay on the floor of the bedroom, his head against the bed. Blood soaked the sheet. He struggled to prop himself up, fell back. The sliding door behind him was open, and a dank industrial wind blew in from the open mall beyond. I checked the single closet, short hall, kitchen niche, and came back to step out on the balcony. The view was spectacular from the perch 200 or so meters up the curved hive wall, looking down the 10 or 20 kilometers of the trench mall. The roof of the hive was a dark mass of girders, another 100 or so meters above. Thousands of lights, commercial hollows and neon lights glowed from the mall, joining in the haze of distance to a brilliant, throbbing electric blur. There were hundreds of similar balconies on this wall of the hive, all deserted. The nearest was 20 meters away. They were the kind of thing rental agents like to point out as a plus. God knows that Johnny probably paid plenty extra for an outside room, but the balconies were totally impractical because of the strong wind rushing up toward the ventilators, carrying the usual grit and debris, as well as the eternal hive scent of oil and ozone. I put my pistol away and went back to check on Johnny. The cut ran from his hairline to his eyebrow, superficial but messy. He was sitting up as I returned from the bathroom with a sterile dry pad and pressed it against the cut. "What happened?" I said.
"Two men were waiting in the bedroom when I came in. They'd bypassed the alarms on the balcony door."
"You deserve a refund on your security tax," I said. "What happened next?"
"We struggled. They seemed to be dragging me toward the door. One of them had an injector, but I managed to knock it out of his hand."
"What made them leave?"
"I activated the in-house alarms."
"But not hive security?"
"No, I didn't want them involved."
"Who hit you?" Johnny smiled sheepishly.
"I did. They released me. I went after them. I managed to trip and fall against the nightstand."
"Not a very graceful brawl on either side," I said. I switched on a lamp and checked the carpet until I found the injection ampule where it had rolled under the bed. Johnny eyed it as if it were a viper. "What's your guess?" I said. More AIDS too? He shook his head. I know a place where we can get it analyzed, I said. My guess is that it's just a hypnotic trank. They just wanted you to come along, not to kill you. Johnny moved the dry pad and grimaced. The blood was still flowing. Why would anyone want to kidnap a cybrid? You tell me. I'm beginning to think that the so-called murder was just a botched kidnapping attempt. Johnny shook his head again. I said, Did one of the men wear a Q? I don't know. They wore caps and osmosis masks. Was either one tall enough to be a Templar or strong enough to be a Lussian? A Templar? Johnny was surprised. No. One was about average web height. The one with the ampule could have been Lussian. Strong enough. So you went after a Lussian thug with your bare hands? Do you have some bioprocessors or augmentation implants I don't know about? No. I was just mad. I helped him to his feet. So AIs get angry? I do. Come on, I said. I know an automated med clinic that's discount. Then you'll be staying with me for a while. With you? Why? Because you've graduated from just needing a detective, I said. Now you need a bodyguard.